Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Asking the questions that you need answered.
How does this bra work again? Why are there so many clasps?
You're listening to Jones and Mego on WEEI.
To the podium, the commissioner, with the pick, Roger Goodell. Please talk.
With the third pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Drake May.
Let's go!
Quarterback, North Carolina.
Got him!
We got a quarterback, baby.
There we go. Drake May.
Screw your
that's
roster that's not ready for a rookie quarterback.
Pretty good.
Oh, I don't care.
You. Thank you, God.
After all that, after 3 months of breaking down what was going to happen, they did what I think most people wanted and kind of how we thought the draft was going to go. One, two, three.
So the Boston Celtics are perennial contenders because they took Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum in the third overall pick.
Both number threes.
The New England Patriots will return to glory because they just took Drake May with the third overall pick.
I love it.
Now, I'm with Shime on this. I also love that. Arkan, you didn't like that analysis from Andy Hart.
Not really, no. I mean, I like Hart. I like Andy. Well, you know, two guys in a different sport were drafted third overall, so this is a great pick. Like, okay.
Arkan's a contrarian.
I think he was a little wrapped up in the emotion of the pick and, you know, it's getting a quarterback and all that. And that is someone who we wanted. But, you know, you can just talk about him instead
You're
of talking
stupid.
About the Celtics, Andy. Jesus.
Yeah, but I don't think it's – if they hit on a franchise quarterback, they are going to be contending for championships just like Tatum's contending.
Oh, that's a very profound statement. If they,
I thought it was a nice little idea.
If they hit on a quarterback, they'll be good. No kidding.
Okay, well, but I don't get your issue with it then. What's your issue?
I just thought the comparison to another sport with two guys in a different sport, which first of all was two players, not just one, that got him to that point. So you're going to have to go and pick in the top three again next year if you want to completely fulfill that analogy.
Yeah, he should have just stuck with Tatum. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
So they need to bring Jaylen Brown into it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Didn't care for it.
If May's good, they're going to be contending for Super Bowls. I don't think that's crazy at all. And I wish they spent in free agency because I'd be sitting here telling you, I think they could be a playoff team. If they would have added Calvin Ridley, some help on the offensive line, just added to the offense in any way, and then they drafted a receiver tonight, I'd be like, hell yeah. 9 or 10 wins, C.J. Stroud in Houston, that's the model. They can do it. And Go.
No, I got to say, I think it's going to take me it's going to take me a while to recover from today's show.
Why is that?
Because today's show, some point in the 4 o'clock hour, just went completely off the rails, so we never recovered.
I think it happened earlier.
That's what kickball leagues are for. They're for banging. For the record, I've never been in a kickball league.
Oh. I've never been in a
kickball
league.
You know a lot about them,
but you know what?
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows about them.
You know what? Co-ed.
I didn't know they existed until just now.
You know what? Co-ed softball. I mean, you know, I hear you. Never did kickball, though. Let me see. Oh, so Drake May should play. Week one, in my estimation, though most of you are babies out there. How much did Drake May play in year one? I now have the lowest amount of agreement. 21% say day one starter. It's 21%, but it's the least. 21.1% say a split with Jacoby Brissett. 58%, that's held strong all day long, say he should be QB2 behind Brissett. You want to watch Jacoby Brissett all year long. I feel sorry for you people. You want to watch Jacoby Brissett all year. You don't want to see the number three pick.
They're just saying that now.
I do agree with that. If they're 0-3 in September, that poll will look very different. 617-779-7937. You can dial up Keith. Let's make some picks quickly and bet roulette.
All right, I'm going to give you a choice. You can either have the money and the hammer, or you can walk out of here. You can't have both.
You don't f*** around in this place. You got it?
Boo! Boo! That's it! Gambling!
Bet Roulette brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. You can donate today. Your car will be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. We actually hit on one of these on Monday,
yes.
Believe it or not. Mego's back. Mego, let's keep it going.
Okay,
why don't you roll?
Let's do it. It's a four.
A four. All right. Well, that is now these odds are for today for a game tomorrow. Celtics minus 9.5 at Miami. Game three. Can the Celtics beat them by double digits, Mega? Or beat them at
yes.
all, really?
They should beat them by double digits. Okay, Celtics, it's time to wake back up. Make a statement. Look, it's a historic three-point shooting performance by the Heat on your home floor. You have to go back and redeem yourself. And so I hope that they make a statement. I hope it's more than 10. I hope it's like 15. Should get back up to the line where it's like plus 14, plus 15 for the Celtics. Yes.
All right. Mego likes the Celtics minus 9.5. Jones's role is a 6. That is the Cubs and the Red Sox tonight. Two of the best pitchers in baseball right now, Cutter Crawford and Shota Imanaga. It's a pick 'em, Jones. What do you say?
I mean, I want to say the Red Sox. I can't say the Red Sox. Imanaga's been too good. And I know Crawford's been very good as well. Give me the Cubs. It'll probably basically be a home game tonight. It's a pick 'em. So I'll take Chicago. Arcand hit the roof
yeah.
on his shot. What
airballed
was that?
It terribly. That is a 3, and that is the Timberwolves and the Suns. The Suns are favored by 5 in this one. They are at home. I do feel like they're due for a win, but I also think that the Timberwolves have got their foots right on their neck. So I'm going to say Timberwolves plus 5. I feel like that's 5 free points. I think Minnesota can win this game. So give me the Wolves plus 5.
Okay, add them all up. Minnesota by 5. I'm sorry, within 5. Celtics by double digits. I got the Cubs in a pick 'em plus 614. Is what that is. I very much like the Suns going into that series. And I've thought about it, taking out a future on the Suns. I did this with Golden State last year. Golden State fell behind 2-0 against Sacramento. I said, I don't believe in Sacramento. And I ended up hitting on that. Minnesota, to me, has looked too good. They've looked too good in that series to shy away from taking out a future on the Suns.
Anthony Edwards is going to be a top 3 MVP candidate next year.
Yeah. Yeah, I can
I
see that.
I believe it.
So I am not going to take out a Suns future, I don't think. Although, talk to me at 10
o'clock.
I missed
the boat on that.
What do you mean?
For this series?
Yes.
Yeah.
Has it gone back down?
I haven't looked at it, but I think you probably wanted to jump on it when they were down 1-0.
Mm-hmm. They're down 2-0, though.
Or 2-0. Yeah. Oh, never mind. I thought
yeah.
they won.
No, now would be the time to jump on it. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, to me, talk to me at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock me may have a different feeling on that. But again, plus 614 if you want to follow along. In Bet Roulette. Stay tuned for Keith. He takes you up to Red Sox and Cubs tonight on WEEI. Should be a home game for Chicago. And we'll talk to you on Monday. Arcan, you on this weekend?
Yes. Sunday Mass, 11 o'clock. On
Sunday Mass, 11 o'clock. Tune in for that. We'll talk to you Monday at 2 on WEEI.
That's the pumpkin market.
The greatest gift for me,
I don't
for
know
me.
This song.
And the card inside would say, thank you for being a friend.
Excuse me.
Having some ice cream with Jose Iglesias?
Yeah.
We had tequila.
It is. Excuse me.
Tequila.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.